Boom, boom, boom. It's your boy Enigma September, and you're now listening to another episode of Freedom Train Presents the Enigma Sep Hour podcast. Here we focus on the latest in hip hop news while delivering interviews with some of the best hip hop talent around. Thank you for taking the time to vibe with your boy. I appreciate it. Yo, you can find live recordings of the podcast at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927 and twitch.tv/EnigmaSep9. Also, make sure to follow me on all social media at EnigmaSep9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSep on Instagram and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSep. Yo, if you're interested in placement on the pod, make sure to contact me through my email at EnigmaSep@gmail.com. Yo, the podcast is supported by Freedom Train Network, and Freedom Train Network is supported by PAX Inc. Now, you can find more information about the organization at PAXInc.org. Also, if you shop through Amazon, you can use the Amazon Smile Program to donate funds to the organization to support this podcast. Speaking of that, we also got other podcasts on the Freedom Train Network, including Lessons from the Screen with Patrick Irvine, On the Shoulder of Giants and the Fix Sports Podcast with my man Joe Ward, Shelby's World with Queen Shelby and Queen Candace, and Freedom Train Radio Podcast with my man Pat Joe. Now, y'all, with that out of the way, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour Podcast. You got time, baby.
716.
The sun shines, illuminate the mind. That's how I fed the earth, embedded curse. You can see my carbon right inside my shirt. How it works, I planted both my feet right inside the dirt. I'm vulnerable, expressive, poker face is how I hide my hurt. Too many chapters of life, you gotta master self. Starve the ego, cause success is only half the wealth. Family curses, we just suffer, we don't ask for help. Premonitions in my dreams, it's like the path was dealt. I took some losses on this lonely path. I often laugh, but turning really gracious when they saw the cash. I unattached. I learned to scan the user, talking ultra fast. I am the catch, and golly is the vision that I manifest. Y'all's flex, and failure is an option that I can't accept. Cause darkness and the light create a picture, that's a silhouette. Cause in darkness and the light create a picture, that's a silhouette.
You're from the dark when it's done inside. It hurts the soul when you womanize. Topping off the lies, hiding under lies. And on the road, it's been a bumpy ride. From intercourse attaching, we soul ties. She say she love me in the same breath. She yell, go play in traffic, nigga. I'm like, oh well, I try my best and I go to hell, swell, fuck it, cause I won't ride your coattail, I refuse to do it. She said the only thing you love is music and your mama, that was true shit. I might have blew it when I trained my mind, the only loved one, where did this come from? You got some loose screws, but in the end, it only helps identifying who's who. I thought I knew you, thought we was connected like Bluetooth, I guess not, it's dry tears in your cum spot. That's where the fun stop, only got one shot, shooting for first, it's just a prop. Voice of Lucifer stopping the clock.
When you feeling low, know it's time to rise. When you feel you getting close, you know it's time to rise. You can feel it in your soul. You know it's time to rise. You can feel it in your soul. You know it's time to rise. When you feel you getting low, you know it's time to rise. When you feel you getting close, you know it's time to rise. You can feel it in your soul. You know it's time to rise. You can feel it in your soul. You know it's time to rise.
Boom, 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 and we back. This is your boy Enigma September. This is the Enigma Sep Hour podcast, episode 199. Just 1-9. It's 2 9s, not 3 9s. Man, what if I did get the 3 9s? That'd be crazy. Or even get the 1 and then 3 9s. It's like 30 years from now. Is there that many rappers in the world for me to? Yes, there are. There really is. There really is enough rappers. I'll probably do an episode every night if my wife would allow me, but I doubt that. So anyway, welcome to episode 199 of the Enigma Sep Hour podcast. Today's guest is my man. Yo, E. My man Azaria is in the building. Make sure you hit the right button. All right, full disclosure, man. Full disclosure. Like, ain't gonna front. It's kind of, I had to think in regards to pronouncing the name because I know someone with a similar name, with the same spelling, but pronounced differently. So it's like, okay, I can't say it that way. It's Azaria, not the other way. So, if I stumble, trust, it's for good reasons, not because I'm dumb or can't talk, even though I really can't talk. Anyway, man, it's 2023. Can I brag for a minute? This year, we'll make it 15. 15 years I've been doing this podcasting thing, bro. I want to say my anniversary would be in March. I think it's March. Started with the Fire Show. Shouts out to the network. Flame Milia. Of course, we had the big podcast with all the members about a year and a half ago now. About a year ago. Not even a year ago yet. Has it been a year? It's been a year. A year is some change. Anyway, yeah. So I think we started the Fire Show around March of 2008. And by, I want to say maybe August or September, I branched out and started the Enigma Sep Hour as an extension of the Fire Show. So, yeah, man, a whole 15 years of some type of radio. Rather than the podcast, WVFS 89.7 FM, the voice of Florida State, Underground Railroad. Shout out to my man, JC. We still holding it down for the culture for as long as we can. So, is any young buck want to carry on tradition? I don't know. You may want to get at your boy. Well, don't get at me. Bad. You got JC. He's the one to give you the reins. I'm just along for the ride, right? I got this over here. But yeah, man. Azaria, we got Azaria on the podcast today, so you guys stay tuned for that. My man is dope. I don't know if y'all realize lately, but yeah, man, stepping out my comfort zone just a little bit, and kind of giving y'all these real raps, these real rappity raps. My man coming from Rochester, another up north, upstate MC. So yeah, they coming with it, man, and as long as they come in with it, I am going to feed you guys. So I hope you guys are ready, interested for that. What else we got, man? I guess we got hip-hop news. I guess we can get to it, man, even though somebody was like, my shit boring. They said, my shit boring, dog. They said, what is this nigga talk about the bullshit, my nigga? What the hole is that? I'm like, dang. God, I gotta be wilding out. I gotta have some ladies in the background. Y'all need some titties to look at. That's the issue. That's what's going on. I just can't talk about what's going on in hip hop. Nah, we need titties, E. Shout out to Unbravo. I'm pretty sure Unbravo. Matter of fact, I know for a fact Unbravo would want titties on the podcast, amongst other things. I wouldn't be able to broadcast this on YouTube if it was up to him. So, all right, matter of fact, speaking of Bravo, that's what Bravo. Magnum Opus still available. He's still doing sales, pre-sales, and whatnot. So, y'all make sure to check out your boy. Also, it should be available on streaming at this point. So you guys make sure to go and support your boy. And in addition to that, man, like I've been slowly teasing the 200th episode, something special. But let me see how this aligns up. I got to see which episode it's going to be. Cause it's not going to stop there. Was it 1, 2? Man, 203. Episode 203. I got something for y'all. I got something for you. Like, yo, if you sleep for the next month, make sure you come back around for episode 203. Like, especially if you are a music fan, just point blank period, you're just a fan of music, you need to stay tuned, because I got big things popping. I told you guys, 2023, we are up. Let's get to it, man. Get into the drama. Memphis is wilding. Yeah, I ain't gonna do all that, but yo, Memphis, Tennessee is a wild hood. Speaking of anniversaries, or just time blocks, I think that same time I started the podcast, right before, I was gearing up to move to Memphis. I don't know how serious I was, but I will say this. There was an invitation to move to Memphis, and what deterred me was, no lie, first 48. So that's not Detective Mason. No, for real. No, like first 48, it was that. And like, I think like a Memphis football player got murked. Like, for real. Like, not like what happened to TCU last night. Like, like a real player got killed. And I was just like, yeah, no. I'm straight. And so I decided to look elsewhere and eventually end up moving to Atlanta. But yeah, that was that 15 years ago. Anyway, Memphis is wilding. Like, granted, they got the biggest female artist at the time right now blowing up, Big Glorilla, doing her thing. But on the downside, they lost a young up-and-coming artist a few weeks ago, Bit Scar, and apparently there's drama around his funeral. Now, Bit Scar was signed to Gucci Mane's label. He was part of the So Icy Boys, and apparently he passed away to a prescription drug overdose. Don't know what that's about. But not sure what was going on with that, but man, a lot of drama around his funeral. So apparently Scar's sister and his brother decided to go on IG and put Gucci Mane on blast, saying that He wasn't fronting the funeral. They didn't send any money, and that he had asked for whatever the record labels like chain that they gave Big Scar, wanted it back. And Scar's sister was like, man, fuck y'all. Like, no, it's not happening. Y'all ain't paying nothing. Y'all cheap. Gucci man ain't Gucci. Now, what's crazy, or not even that, well, that's the crazy part, honestly. Now, what happened was, first, Gucci's wife, what's her name, Keisha Dior? Gucci man wife, who definitely held him down. Respect, all respect to her. I ain't gonna front. That man with the prison, she took his money and tripled. Put that man money up. The man came back a new person, first of all. And then second, that man straight. Like, here you go. I think, what was the story? Gucci gave her the money, just like, yo, take care of yourself. I got to go down the road. She came back, was like, take care of myself. Nigga, I got you. Here you go. Like, oh, my bad. But yeah, no. So Keisha came through with the receipts. It was just like, yo, we threw 10 G's at them. Then threw another 10 G's at them. And we paid for the flowers. We ain't asked for nothing. They go to receipts right here, so we don't know what they're talking about. But then, to back that claim up, Scar's father and his girlfriend came back around and said, yeah, Gucci did what they were supposed to do. So now the sister and the brother out here looking dumb, looking real dumb. And still keeping it up, not despite the fact that their dad came out, or I guess at least Scar's dad, you know how that may work. Scar's dad came out and was just like, hey, nah, Gucci straight. He did what he had to do. All this drama ain't necessary. If it was up to me, y'all wouldn't have heard none of that. So clearly all this back and forth is unsanctioned, at least by Scar's dad, who looked like to be a stand-up G. But yeah, man. Looking real crazy. Then on top of that, apparently the brother was trying to shoot a video at the funeral. Memphis, wild. That's a wild hood. That's, bro. How you clout chasing? Is a clear case of clout chasing. And that's sad. I mean, man's ain't really even. I ain't gonna front. Like, I ain't even hear about your boy. I didn't. What Biggie said, I said this a couple of weeks ago, you're nobody till somebody kills you. Or you kill yourself, because nobody killed him. It was prescription pills. Anyway, yeah, sister and brother doing the most. Y'all need to sit your ass down, bro. Straight up. What we got? Speaking of Memphis, Gangsta Boo, a.k.a. Lola Mitchell, the government should be laid to rest this weekend. So that should be, or expected to be a star-studded event, unfortunate event, but been a lot of people pouring out, showing her love, from CeeLo. Trying to think who else was it? There's a number of people. I remember CeeLo, but it's a good number of people been showing Gangsta Boo love, man. And it just shows that. Even if it don't even matter, man. You know what I mean, despite all of, especially lately, a lot of female rappers have been really like blowing up. But even behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? You just show a lot of Gangsta Boo was making moves and still making connections or whatever. She wasn't sitting down at all. And of course, in the past year, we saw on the Verses. Despite the drama, it was still good to see, you know, say her and 3-6 Mafia do their thing along with Bone Thugs and Harmony. And then also, too, she had just did an interview with Drink Champs. So, yeah, she was moving, man, despite any and everything. And so, definitely tragic. But, hey, the music lives on, and hopefully her legacy and memory will live on. So, shout out to Gangsta Boo, man. We're going to... Man, what else we got? Oh, speaking of murders, anybody saw that game last night? Everybody went to sleep on the game last night. That's what I wanted to know. Did you go to sleep like after midway through the third quarter? Like, did you just say, you know what? I'm straight. Matter of fact, I got some work because I will put myself on blast. Fee wanted me to do something. And I was like, baby, the game on. She was like, oh, okay. It wasn't no game, man. TCU was getting blown out, man. They get their back blown out. It wasn't no game. I could have did that. I could have. That was horrible. I love you, baby. Somebody mentioned, it was like, yo, the only reason TCU even scored is because Georgia messed up. It wasn't even because they did anything. Oh, man. I wasn't horribly surprised. I'm usually one for the underdog. Matter of fact, I'm usually F major college football. But, hey, something else on TV. And I just wasn't expecting that type of blowout, bro. Like, that was just disrespectful on so many levels. E, why are you talking about football? Well, the hip-hop spin is, hope you got some sleep and didn't lose any money like Plows, who lost 50 G's. Granted, I just don't understand why anybody would have put money behind TCU. Like, no. Georgia is a whole NFL team. Now, granted, I was surprised that they barely beat Ohio State. That's probably because of my own bias. I always think Ohio State, have always thought Ohio State was overrated. So maybe I was wrong. Maybe Ohio State is as strong as they are supposed to be. But yeah, man. Yeah, I ain't even though TCU beat Michigan. Georgia's a whole NFL team. I just didn't expect that type of spanking. That was good. God is on you. That was just bad, man. Get him out of here. I will say this though. These claims that these smaller schools won't get any chances now. TCU is still a Power Five team. You know what I mean? Like, if it's going to be a situation where you're only gonna get Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, and LSU every year, just shut the whole thing down, bro. That's why I don't even get why there's not more parity in college football, because it should be boring unless you pick a day where there's absolutely nothing on TV, and so the whole country is going to watch because what, you going to go look at YouTube or something? I don't know. Nothing else to watch yesterday. Who cares? The NFL was over. No one cares about basketball until after the All-Star game. All right, I guess we'll watch this skull druggery. Man, speaking of people losing their head, Keith fucking Murray. If you aren't aware of the hurricane that is Keith Murray right now, I'm gonna need you to go. Actually, I don't need you to go. Go to IG. Don't go to YouTube. I ain't gonna front. I'm finna hate. So Keith Murray's been doing a series. I don't even know if this is a series of interviews. I think he did one interview with, there's a YouTube channel called The Art of Dialogue. Now, I was not a fan of this YouTube page. I'm usually not a hater, especially when it comes down to content creators. But the first year that his YouTube channel had been out, like a lot of their stuff just really rubbed me the wrong way. It was really not just pro Tupac, but then seemed to be like also anti Biggie. I think that's what rubbed me the wrong way. Like I wouldn't, it's not like I was hating because it was just, they seemed to just be really super on Tupac's nuts. But it seemed like in turn, they were like, anything that made Biggie or Bad Boy look bad, like they were interviewing people or things were being said in that light. And just, I'm like, all right, y'all trying to get clout? And then it just seemed like another thing too, it just seemed like it was trying to get clout from that, from that event. Like it was just clout chasing, the Biggie, Tupac, East Coast, West Coast beef, whatever. And so I was really kind of like turned off, but they were interviewing certain people. So just like, I want to look at it, but it really looks like a bunch of cap. But I had to keep my eye on it. I had to see what was going on. So apparently in the past year, in 2022, they decided to expand and start interviewing like more people and, you know, kind of outside of that event, singular event. So I guess they got around to interviewing Keith Murray, and man's is on like Orlando Brown level. It is bonkers. and what's crazy is clips of the interviews have been circulating. One clip, he's talking about how he was like digging out Foxy Brown. Now, I think that was like the genesis, like, you talking about how he was banging Foxy Brown while she was dating Corrupt, which I remember that whole fiasco and that was going down. Not that I was there, but I just remember the rumors about, you know, she was sleeping with DMX and X and Corrupt was beefing, and they eventually squashed that and then whatever, whatever. But, yeah, apparently Keith Murray was like, yeah, I was part of that, low-key. All right. But kind of think like early 2000, because Keith had did a bid and he came back out. You know what I'm saying? He was hot for a minute. You know what I'm saying? You had Fatty Girl and people was like really, you know what I'm saying, giving Keith Murray love back then. So it's not like he was a scrub. You know what I mean? Like he was kind of at his peak, oddly enough. So it's like, maybe. But yeah, another wild story. They all about sex with women, unfortunately. Was that he didn't sleep with Shauna of Disturbing the Peace fame. He said he didn't hit, but he definitely ate the pool. And it was crazy because like in the middle of it, like he was like, yo, her dad's a musician, right? Like trying to, you know what I'm saying? Trying to make claim like these facts. I'm gonna give you a fact to make you think that these are facts. Of course, Shauna came out, which is like, I ain't never meet this nigga in my life. He lying. He need help. which I believe. And then ain't gonna front. This is what was crazy to me. I wasn't even gonna talk about it. It's not like Keith Murray. Keith Murray was definitely one of them early influential rappers for me. Granted, no, I did not name myself after his album, his second LP. I do recognize that that was the name Enigma, but no, that's not where I got my name from. But yo, the craziest shit, yo, was Bass was saying that he was dating one of Bill Cosby's daughters, yo, and he was saying how he wanted to marry her. He was in love with her. But he was like, he couldn't get over the fact that she looked like her dad, right? And he was saying, I'm not gonna pull up the clip because I don't want to give it that much shine. But Mans was like, I'm down there eating the pussy. I look up and all I see is chocolate pudding face. Theo. And yo, It was just, yo, it was wild. It was, hey, ain't gonna front. I went to go look, because I was like, who you talking about? Like, I ain't gonna front. Only kid I know from Bill Cosby off top is his son, Ennis, who unfortunately was murdered some years ago, back in the 90s. But yo, I saw Shorty and yeah. I thought she looked more like Oprah than Bill Cosby, but I can see the Bill Cosby. I can see the Cosby. And it was just kind of like, damn, bro. But no, on a serious note, on a totally serious note, I honestly think that Keith Murray has had a breakdown, definitely some mental health issues that has happened at some point. What it is, I don't know. Schizophrenia or bipolar, I'm not a psychiatrist. I can't diagnose it. I can't put a name on it, but it's definitely something is wrong. I kind of cringe every time someone says, like, it's drugs or alcohol. He may be self-medicating himself, perhaps, but to me, it seems like it's clear that he's dealing with some mental issues. And again, kind of go back to maybe my initial feelings was right about that that YouTube page. Well, just like, it just seemed very exploratory, or this exploiting these artists. But then again, you got someone like DJ Vlad that's been doing it for years. So I can imagine someone, whoever's behind that that YouTube page or YouTube channel, and saying, yo, if Vlad can do it, why can't I? And it seems like it's starting to pay off. So I just say that, man. I can't be a hypocrite and say, yo, don't check out the Keith Murray stuff. Don't laugh at it, whatever. That's on you. But I will say, keep in mind that this could be an attempt on for someone to be exploring, you know what I'm saying, an illness. And yeah, man, if that's the case, it's pretty sick. And also too, man, let's go back and listen to Keith Murray old stuff. Our Fatty Girl. Yeah, Fatty Girl. Anyway, man, I'm keep it moving. By the time I bring the guests on, so I'm gonna go to this next track. Then we're gonna get into the interview. There's my man Sean Links featuring Blue Azul with the podcast. This is Beat Myself Out Podcast. You got time?
It's a cold war we in right now. Whole fucking world going mad.
Yeah. Facts.
Oh, but we lounging, boy.
Look,
it's that
up?
Church shit. Chain once I link with Sean. Combo is a hazard. Too much fire probably ring alarms. Don't you fucking dare. From the borough, son to Sam. Dudes was getting smacked way before Shay Davis gun go blam. God of the underworld like Pluto. Your bitch, she likes it dudo. She pull my beard and call me Bruto. Shit I write is judo. Hiya. Always get the best of me like a Maya. Psh, don't need to post it on the wall to know I'm flyer. Some ayahuasca, I'm a flying saucer. Church bout they business like Italian mobsters. You bent out of shape. Look at your entire posture. Once I realize pain is just weakness leaving out your body. Been full throttle, speed of a Kawasaki. Know the knowledge and know the model. It's still eye for an eye. Slice it with my brothers, we all ready to die for a pie. No comics on this trip, booby traps have you fly to the sky. We on the same espionage, but this spy versus spy, nigga.
Yeah, yo. They try and take me out the game, but I'm consistent. It's mind-bending like Doctor Strange. I keep telling y'all I'm not for play. Plug up the mics, I rock for days. You rap niggas, we not the same. I cut you with the little hawk like Dr. J. If you press my buttons, you better press rewind and play. My lyrics a big difference like time and space. For you MCs who feel they got time to waste. I'm on fire like Waco Links. I spit the yayo. Cast on, better be on your J. Yo, I'm light years beyond, write a million bars, Sean Illa. Killing your squad nicer than your grandma, nigga. I'm in the moss, camouflage, a human cannonball. Got fire to burn slow like a can of gall. Watch how I handle y'all, you better check your mans in them. Don't force my hand, I'm Anakin, motherfucker. Word up. Y'all niggas already know what's up.
Boom, 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 and we back. It's your boy Enigma September. This is the Enigma Sep Hour podcast, which you just heard was Spy versus Fly. What? Spy versus Spy was a featuring Blue Azul, my man Sean Lynx, out of North Kakalaki. And without further ado, we got my man Azariah in the building. What's up, my boy?
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm cool, and how are you?
Yeah, I'm chilling, man. Chilling. Glad to have you on the pod.
Appreciate
it. So you got Lottie in the building.
Yo, Lottie right here, yeah.
What's up, man?
Lottie, what's up, my boy?
How are you?
I'm good, man. Glad to have you boys on the pod. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
Glad to be able to expand my horizons, if you will. You know what I'm saying? I think part of past month and a half. Second, you know what I'm saying, upstate MC they have on the podcast or whatever. So it's good to, you know what I'm saying, be able to expand the horizons and let, you know what I'm saying, people know what's popping. Outside of just, you know what I'm saying, major spots or whatever. So, but yeah, so I know representing Rochester, you know what I'm saying, Rochester, New York. Like, what's the temperature up there? Like, not literally. I'm pretty sure
it's yeah. It's been kind of mild though lately, though. It's been kind of mild, to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
But not a temperature. It's just a lot of dope music, man. A lot of dudes is making moves on what they do, and I'm just here to carry on tradition and follow suit. You know what I mean? For what I do.
No doubt. No doubt. And also too, like, I guess, be it, you know what I'm saying, rather if it's Rochester or Buffalo or, like I said, pretty much anybody from upstate, yo, like, it seems like lately, especially the past 3-4 years, like, y'all really been holding it down as far as, like, I guess people would say the classic New York sound.
Right.
Is that, like, on purpose, or is it just, it is what it is?
I think it's just brothers' influences. Like, a lot of brothers you referring to is probably in my age bracket, maybe a little older, maybe a little younger, but it's still, we was all influenced by that 90s-ness. You know what I'm saying? Everything going on this. I just feel like everything come in cycles, you know, and I just feel like it's our turn right now, you know?
No, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, that's definitely what's it been like, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course, you know, the heavy hitters are such as, you know, Griselda and
right,
them doing it, you know what I'm saying? But definitely got a lot of MCs that are coming with their own sound, their own spin, you know what I'm saying? But still with that same ruggedness, you know what I'm saying? Same, like, just street conscious sound, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, yeah, granted, I'm pretty sure you can see the salt and pepper in my beard, so it's appreciated on this thing, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, me too, man.
So, but yeah, so off top, you know what I'm saying? Because I thought it was, you know, very interesting, and I had to do a little research myself. Now, with the name Azariah, you know what I'm saying? Like, what influenced you to go with a name like that? Because that's a real powerful name if you
appreciate it, man. It's biblical, you know what I mean? Just like my born name. My born name is Darius, or like some like to pronounce Darius, you know what I'm saying? And just growing up, you know, my mom was real heavy in religion and in the church, and I used to read the Bible a lot. And that was just a name that kind of stuck with me, you know what I'm saying? I read Azariah in the book of Daniel, and as it's been told to me, it means God is help, you know what I'm saying? So that was just always something that was going to be kind of, you know, out there to live up to, you know what I'm saying? To be righteous and to be, you know, to be a man of ethics, you know what I'm saying? But that's definitely something I wanted to run with, just to do something different. You know, everybody come with what they come with, but I come with what I come with, and it's a little different, you know what I'm saying?
Word. No, I could definitely relate, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like you said, my mom's had me in the church as well. So, actually, I want, were you the type, I'm just asking because I know that I was, were you the type that, you know what I'm saying, if you went to church, like, to kind of distract yourself, you just kind of, like, kept your nose in the Bible?
Yeah.
Because being in church, a lot of things happening, people playing music and this, that, the third going on. I know for me, like, I would get lost in just, like, reading the Bible, like you said, reading the story.
Right. I love the stories. It helped shape me. But, see, my mom was real strict with certain things. You know, she's a Jehovah's Witness, you know what I'm saying? So that really ain't paying well for me as I became an adolescent, as I became a man and started feeling myself, you know what I mean, and wanted to rebel against what she set forth, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like where some of my, I don't know, some of my lyrical DNA come from, you know what I'm saying? Just the, that balance, that upbringing, you know?
Right. And definitely you can tell, like I said, with the wordplay, like, you got to be well-read, you know what I'm saying, to be able to come with the vocabulary.
Exactly. And
so it was a blessing in disguise. Even mm-hmm. in the house of lessons, it was a blessing in disguise to have you,
right.
You know what I'm saying, with the words or whatever. Now, also, too, and I'm pretty sure, especially those in podcast land with the audio, they can tell that you have your sound is very similar to another New York MC, one that actually gave you a cosign. So, like, how were you able to link up with one Jadakiss? Like, how did that?
I'm gonna let Lady answer that. He quarterbacked that.
During the pandemic, he was doing a deal on Instagram for like features and other things like that. So, I asked him how much would it be for a drop. You know, we just set it up like that.
Bet. Yo, that's heavy. Actually kind of, it works out, you know what I'm saying? Because especially with the sound and then where y'all from or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Getting that type of cosign is very, very heavy, you know what I'm saying? And,
oh, yeah.
How has it worked out so far? You know what I'm saying? Like, how has it opened any doors as far as, you know, people peeping it and being like, yo, Jada fucking with y'all.
Man. Yeah, I mean, it, you know, it definitely has opened up a little, you know, some doors, got us up a wider audience, but we still got a lot of work to do. I mean, you know, but it wasn't like he was spitting a verse, you know, he definitely gave me a salute and all of that, but it's like I still got to do the bar work and, you know what I'm saying, do everything we got to do as far as the business go and all that.
Word. That's, I'm glad, you know what I'm saying, that's that mentality, you know what I'm saying, because some people may
got to stay humble.
You exactly stay mm-hmm. humble, stay look grinding, and stay on the low until you get what you got to get. Now, also, too, that's not the only, you know what I'm saying, ill MC, legendary MC, cross paths, you know what I'm saying, right. People have videos and songs or whatever. And you actually got a joint with Planet Asia, which is mm-hmm. like super fire. Like, so how did that come across? You know what I mean?
I be on my YouTube, you know what I'm saying? So a couple years ago, I was watching Sway and he had Planet Asia up there. And, you know, Planet Asia kicked a freestyle, got interviewed. And Sway asked him, like, if any MCs is interested in working with you, how can they get a hold of you? You know what I'm saying? He gave his IG or Twitter information. And I just, you know, hit him up from there and we made it work. We made it happen. We were supposed to shoot a video. It was close to shooting a video for that joint, but, you know, it ain't paying out. But, yeah, man, salute to Planet Asian Jadakiss, man, real talk.
No doubt. Now, like honestly, bro, like, no cap. Like, that the joint you did with Planet Asia was, like, super dope. I was just, you know what I'm saying, snooping around doing my mm-hmm. investigation, making sure I'm on point. And
appreciate that, man.
You know, like, I got to check this out. You know what I'm saying? You know, I figured it'd be fire, but, no, it was way better, and you held your own. Let me make sure right. that's understood. You held your own, so it wasn't like, because I've seen or heard, you know what I'm saying, songs where people, they'll go get, you know what I'm saying, a rapper, you know what I'm saying, or MC, they got a name, and right. get the ass whooped.
Yeah.
So, but with this one, nah, you held your own, where it was like, I would have thought, you know what I'm saying? Y'all was on par. Y'all was in the booth together at the same time.
Right.
You
know what I'm saying? Right.
So salute.
Appreciate
you, bro.
You saying that, man.
Yeah, holding you held it down, bro. Straight up. So also too, man. Be it that, you know, like I said, doing the research, you definitely had the visuals popping. How important is it for you to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, you got videos to accompany the singles that you got coming out?
I think it's of the utmost importance, man. The game is visual now. You know, everybody got short attention spans. They want to see something, you know what I'm saying? They want to see the authenticity. They want to see how you move, what you're doing. So, and I love doing it. I love the art form. I love, you know, working with talented brothers like Fresh Vision that we did back in the day, or like Gus, who did a lot of work with Griselda, or like Isaiah Shotit, who did majority of the work on Phase 3, you know what I'm saying? But just whoever I'm working with, I always love shooting videos, man, and I definitely think it's needed, you know?
Yeah, what was the joint? I think it was the latest joint y'all put out. Because you and Lottie, y'all was like in front of the shop. What joint was that?
You talking about Married to the Game? Was Lottie spitting in it, or it was just me?
He was spitting in it, yeah.
Yeah, that was Married to the Game. Yeah, we just dropped another one today, too, called Profit. Off of Phase 3. I don't know if you've seen that one yet. Yeah.
Okay.
Married to the Game, that was just a loosey. That wasn't on nothing, but, you know.
No, it was still fire, bro.
Yeah, like,
it kind of threw me off, you know what I'm saying? Because I heard, you know what I'm saying, that you and Lottie, you know what I'm saying, y'all got the producer, rapper, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Combo. So I saw my man spitting. I was like, oh. Oh, he beat it. I was like, what's my man, Doc D, you know what I'm saying, Diamond D joint too, like, right. As well, bro, like, don't get it twisted. So yeah, man, thoroughly impressed with you, my boy. You did
appreciate it. We got a couple of tracks in the vault. We got a couple of them, you know.
No doubt. Like, and also too, man, like, how did you guys team up? Like, what's the genesis with y'all?
We're from the same parts, man. We're from the same area, man. We from Rochester. You know, I live in the city of Rochester, you know what I'm saying? But I went to high school and grew up in a suburb outside of Rochester called Henrietta. I'm like 10, 15 minutes outside of Rochester. And that's where Lottie is from as well. He was around my brother age. And he always seen me because I've been putting music out since 05, man. So I was like 17, 18 years old. So he's seen my grind. And once he, you know, started making his joints, you know what I'm saying? Started getting nice with the beats. We just linked up, you know what I'm saying? He reached out, we linked up, and we've been working consistently since, like, what, 2016, 2015? You know, we did Phase 1, Lord of the Underground, 2017, and then we just been, you know, consistently getting better with our chemistry and all of that, you know?
No, I think that's, like, mad important. I mean, for a while, you know, so I've always... I've been a champion of, you know, MC linking up with, you know, say a main producer. Not saying you got to do everything to that producer, but having somebody where you can develop a sound, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people get familiar with that. So, I definitely champion, you know what I'm saying, y'all boys doing that, building that chemistry, building that sound so people will be, you know what I'm saying, familiar so they know what they're going to get.
Right,
steals, you know, so hit him.
And it's kind of the same formula I follow with one of my other partners, Kid Called Quest. And we had got Young Black and Gifted, and that was the same thing. Me and him, you know, been working for years, you know what I'm saying, since like 06. And like me and Lottie was kind of doing some of them same things. We don't officially have like a group, kind of like me and Quest do, but it's like it helps, man, because you know, Lottie grinds just like Quest. He market, he promote, he give me ideas, like. He's somebody I can learn something from, just like my brother Quest. So that's why I like having him around and, you know, us doing what we do, you know what I'm saying? Making it happen.
Word. And y'all making it happen, dog. It's definitely
popping.
Also, too, I guess, before we get into the music, you know what I'm saying? Like you had mentioned already that you got Phase 3, which is the new project. It's a series, you know what I'm saying, starting with Phase 1, Lord of the Underground. You have Phase 2. I don't know why I want to say Sloppy Seconds. It was Sloppy Smoothness.
Sloppy Smooth, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like that, Sloppy Seconds. I like that.
I just knew it was the second phase. So it was like my head. I'm like,
right, right,
crazy. And then now, of course, coming to phase three. I almost say the phrase all the time: gifted and highly favored. So, what's the science between, you know, saying the phases, and can we expect any more, or is this the conclusion of it's going to be a trilogy? Like, what was your push? Like, what was you trying to do with these?
We was just really trying to get people more familiar with me as an artist and Laddie as a producer. You know what I'm saying? We feel like we ain't got our just due yet. So that's always, you know, the monkey on the back, if you will. We're not done though. You know what I'm saying? We got another project that's going to be called The Firmament, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't going to really give a whole lot about that, but we're going to do that in like singles. But we're just trying to, you know, we just dropped this one on the 5th. So we still trying to, we got more videos ready to go, trying to do shows. You know, I had a show out here in Rochester about a couple weeks before we dropped the album. So just still trying to touch that stage too, you know?
No doubt. Well, this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to go and give the people a little taste, you know what I'm saying, of the new joint, phase three. And we want to come back and see, you know, what we got planned, how people can get in contact with you. And yeah, so this is what we got. I got What You Not featuring Times Change and Telescope. My man Azariah, this is the Enigma Self Hour podcast. Is that time? Strong, I had.
Gotta earn your keep. Shit, I'm trying to eat. It's peace when I speak. You plateau, I peak. I rap from the east. Upstate elite. Laid on a leash. Need my way to increase. You wait to eat, you might be late to the feast. I keep my pace on the paper chase. Say my grace till I'm added to the pearly gates. I'ma dominate. It's new times, yes. Fake. You can't cancel me. The veil is amity. Yes. They bring calamity. That shit's insanity. You not a fan of me. You're the man I be. Got the game lock and key. They not stopping me. Better wake up. Yo, the war is on. Yankee fitted, we tens be the uniform. When I perform, it's sharp like a unicorn. Keep the truth from my red hot to lukewarm. Strong as an ox, I hail from the rock. I am what you not, I aim for the top. I am what you not, I am what you not. I am what you not, I am what you not. Strong as an ox, I hail from the rock. I am what you not, I aim for the top. I am what you not, I am what you not. I am what you not, I am what you not.
What I roll, that go through the ghetto. It's evident when death close. Place the pen to the pad and put the pedal to the metal. From a pebble to a meteor, from media is showering. The TV be deceiving us, the media allowing it. Unlawful in a sense, I've been lost my innocence. I gotta cross my own bro. Cost to get a check, life's reflecting off a stained glass. I rose from the gray ash, I've been the flyest, but who was there when the plane crashed? I treat them like my last days, but never do my days last. Slaughter with a fast lane, I'm always on the same path. You were not the guy, proof inside the rhyme. You ain't hot as time, spewing lots of lies. The truth was out with mine, you should have got in line. The future prophesied, but knew my stock would rise. I wasn't with me in the gym. Nigga, I told you I see you again. Speaking of him.
Strong as an ox, I hail from the rock. I am what you not, I aim for the top. I am what you not, I am what you not. I am what you not, I am what you not.
What I'd like for you to do right now, I want you to think about your dream. Because I'm in a room full of dreamers. Think about your dream right now. I want you to think about it and envision it.
Well connected, well respected. God full of imperfected. I got leverage. Live till I see the exit. Yo, my message. Verbally, I leave messages. Yo, the essence of life, you gotta study methods. I'm kinetic. My energy, you won't forget it. Get it how you live it. Pray to a higher spirit. God, my witness. Pain and sharp is what we witness. Y'all niggas die the quickest when they living reckless. Life got its stresses to a king from a peasant. Shit is unpleasant, eh? Day y'all learn a lesson. My My aggression changed me to a stronger person. Study divine law and all its inner workings. I'm imperfect, we all deal with different demons. Yo, it's treason, the body shift for no reason. This the season to life, what's the fucking mean? I'm looking through the telescope, clear lens though, listen when they sell you hope. My dear friends, niggas better get your cheddar, bro. No federal free will, let it go. I'm looking through the telescope, no jab, I won't take an antidote. No overdose, care for your older folks. I'm looking through the telescope. I'm something like a night crawler, right roarer, make real what I thought of. Skin is darker, the vultures eat the dead carcass. We in a hub, that's nothing like the red carpet. I'm a marksman, gotta aim and hit your target. When we hit the market, vision good, I see the farthest. Yo, we fathers, yo, you gotta live with honor. They want the stronger, I just relax and hit the corner. Word to mama, reincarnated from the karma. I had to warn ya, my arm like Kurt Warner. For the culture, the company's incorporated. Fresh fragrance, Rochester City native. I'm the greatest, bring the game back to basics. Paper chases, got it stuck in the matrix. That's my latest, here to change my situation. The house of hip hop needs some renovation. I'm looking through the telescope, clear lens though, listen when they sell you hope. My dear friends, niggas better get your cheddar, bro. No federal free will, let it go. I'm looking through the telescope, no jab, I won't take an antidote. No overdose, care for your older folks. I'm looking through the telescope.
All right, boom, 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 and we back. This is your boy, Enigma September, and this is the Enigma Sep Hour podcast. What you just heard were What You Not, featuring Times Change and Telescope, my man Azariah, coming out of Rochester, New York. Now, of course, if you're listening to the YouTube, you want to listen to the full versions of the songs, you can listen to the podcast. When that drops, you can get a full version of those joints played out. You know what I'm saying? You understand that they all fire. So, yo, man. Actually listen to phase three, you know what I'm saying, get ready for the pod, and super easy listen, you know what I'm saying, just the beats was banging. Again, shouts out to Laddie for, you know what I'm saying, handling on the boards, lyrics on point. Also too, like, am I tripping, but my man Times Change, like, can't remind me of Scarface. Like, am I tripping on that or no? Oh, my bad, yo.
Oh, you got us muted. Now you good? Nah, Time Change, he a beast, man. He part of a collective out here called The Cloth. They making big noise out here. You know what I'm saying? He one of their members. I know what you mean, though. He got a Scarface vibe to him. He definitely murdered that. Like, I love how he came off on that. You know what I'm saying? We shot a video for that too. That'll be the next video we'll be dropping too.
All right, well, I'm definitely gonna be waiting for that.
Yeah,
y'all chemistry the way y'all, you know what I'm saying, bounce back and forth or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like a, you know what I'm saying, overtake one other the other, you know what I mean? But yeah, his voice really came out distinct. I'm just like, yo, he sounded like somebody. I was like, you know what?
Right.
Sound like a New York face. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes down to collaborations, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the science for you? Like, what do you look for in an artist when you want to work with them?
Just somebody that's working, man. I pretty much work with anybody, but somebody that, you know, has a name for themselves, or somebody that just has a serious grind about what they're doing. You know what I mean? So we could both benefit from the situation, you know?
Word. Yeah, and that's important, man, because, like I said, there's a lot of people that claim to be doing it, but it's not until you see the work that he's putting out. Man, speaking of work, let me check my notes, because if I'm correct, you got 12 projects on Bandcamp.
Yeah, something like that. And that ain't even all of them. I got a couple projects from my brother Lunatic. Looney, what's popping? That's on YouTube. That's not on Bandcamp. And then I think my first project I did with a Najee Jordan out of Chicago, Zeniman Messington back in 2017. I don't think that's on Bandcamp either. So it's probably more like 15, somewhere around there.
That's bonkers, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I guess easy question, just a layup. Work ethic. Like, where did you get it from? Because clearly, to put out that many projects and again to remain fresh, you know, mm-hmm. be able to put in the work. Where do you get your work ethic from?
Just grinding life, man. I'm not where I want to be. You know what I'm saying? So just constant life motivation, seeing everything going on around from the region, how that's being received by, you know, the rest of the country, the rest of the, you know, people in the world, like, and then just to sharpen my sword, you know what I'm saying, to get better and just stay a student of it, you know what I mean, stay in the moment with it, you know.
No doubt. And also, too, you know what I'm saying, again, doing the research, seeing a lot of your contact information, mm-hmm. we'll get to that soon, but I noticed, you know what I'm saying, you had the word or the phrase smooth freshness, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
it's mm-hmm. a bigger, I guess, entity to that. So you can explain like what exactly is smooth freshness.
Smooth freshness, that's like, that came from sloppy smooth, you know what I'm saying? That's like, when I was in high school, that's what I was saying. It's like an oxymoron. Like, that's just something that was, I felt was fly, it was different, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I got smooth freshness from. And smooth freshness is like my organization, like, it's like my outfit, you know what I mean? It's like what I do everything under, you know what I mean? So kind of like a label kind of thing, but I'm not really making heavy strides yet, but we at ground stages, but that's where we're trying to go, you know?
No, it's all good. Plus, I've already declared we up 2023. Everything
yes, sir.
Is up.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to put you under that umbrella, you know what I'm saying? 2023. Is all up. Everything is going to be up from here. So speaking of, I know you said you got the video just dropped today, you know what I'm saying? You just got the project, you know what I'm saying, just this past week. What other things you have lined up, you know what I'm saying, for the next couple of months?
Just trying to do more marketing, trying to get in line with, influencers and YouTubers that are kind of in the lane that I'm aiming at.
Word.
And just grinding, you know what I'm saying? Just promoting, you know, getting some physicals made and just getting it to the people. That's pretty much it.
I bet. Well, definitely you got a fan, you know what I'm saying? You definitely a friend of the show moving
Appreciate
forward.
It.
So anything y'all got, anything y'all dropping, make sure to holler at your boy. I got you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The love of the music. Loving the vibes, you know what I'm saying, coming with the bars or whatever. And I know a lot of people in my circle, you know what I'm saying, that's what they you know what I'm saying, crave to look for.
Right.
A lot of homies that, you know what I'm saying, been on the Griselda train since the beginning.
The beginning, I mean? So, I was one of them.
Yeah, so they definitely.
I like their stuff.
Yeah, man. So before we get up out of here, you know what I'm saying, is there any how can people get in contact with you and any shout outs you want to give out to anybody out there?
Yeah, you can reach me Instagram at Smooth Freshness, Twitter at Smooth Freshness, Facebook Azariah or Azariah Smith, another page I got up there. You know, shout out to Laddie for you know, making the beats, for being, you know, my right hand with this. We're going at this together. Shout out to Quest for everything we did with, you know, Young Black and Gifted and everything we're going to continue to do. Shout out, you know, my daughter, Amaya, you know, she's asleep right now, but, you know, she know the words to all my songs, you know.
Word.
A lot of them, she's only five, you know what I mean? My girl, shout out to my fiance, Brittany, my stepson, Daryl, my man, Jay Hustle, what's good with you? McVeigh, my brother, Ozell in North Carolina, you know what I'm saying? Just my people, man. Bashita, what's good?
Nah, bet it up, man. Shout out to the girl dad, especially these late 2010 babies.
Right.
I got a 6-year-old, and it's just like she's six going on 16. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She already got her own cell phone. I have
conversations.
I'm like, yo, what happened?
Right.
What happened to the play school? Nah. Real call. it's real out here. It's real.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, man, shout out to my baby McKenzie, man. Shout out to my wife Felicia for being quiet while I do this podcast with my father as well. So I'm gonna get y'all here. Yo, Azalea, man, I appreciate you, my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Azariah, sorry.
You good?
I got a whole story behind that. I'm gonna tell you off camera. Anyway, Azariah, I appreciate you, my boy. Laddie, appreciate you for being here as well, bro.
You already know.
Look here, we're gonna spin the block and have you like the feature artist, all right? So we're gonna set that up.
Yeah, that's cool. Just let me know.
No doubt. All right, we're gonna get y'all here, man. Shouts out to everybody that's been paying attention, listening to the podcast. Shouts out to Freedom Train Radio and the fam. Shelby, Candace, Joe, Pat. Appreciate y'all. And next week, 200, we here. Y'all stay tuned. See what happens. Right. It's Goosebumps. Anyway, this is the Enigma Self Hour Podcast. You got time, baby.